This week on Black College Wire, read about students upset by papers call to close Southern New Orleans, rapper Cam'ron shot in carjacking attempt, string of robberies hits Tallahassee colleges, NCAA considers FAMU infractions, and Facebook website becomes the new way to chill. In the news, students from hurricane-damaged Southern University New Orleans held a meeting to protest an editorial in Baton Rouge's daily newspaper. The editorial in The Advocate declared that New Orleans and Louisiana would be better off if the state does not rebuild the educational institution. The editorial, which also says SUNO exists only because of the evils of segregation, angered many students, faculty, and alumni. Avis Baker White is a 1946 graduate and former Miss Southern who received both her BS and master's degree from this HBCU. She feels the university still plays a vital role in today's society.
It may not be the main campus or may not be the main university, but it is serving its purpose to educate our young girls and boys of color.
Find out how others are responding by reading the article by Southern University Baton Rouge student John Guillory. In entertainment news, it was supposed to be a weekend spent in Washington, D.C., celebrating homecoming festivities at Howard University. However, one celebrity's weekend celebration took a turn for the worst. Rapper Cam'ron was shot 3 times during a carjacking attempt and hospitalized. Find out the details in this developing story by Howard University student Sharia Jackson. Also in the news, a string of robberies has hit Tallahassee colleges. The outbreak of robberies include Florida State University, Tallahassee Community College, and Florida A&M University. On October 19th, 2 FAMU students were held up at gunpoint near the campus. They were robbed of their laptops and thanked by the robber before he jogged away with their computers. Find out what is being done to ensure the safety of students at Tallahassee colleges by reading the article. In sports, the Rattlers of Florida A&M University are facing an opponent tougher than any of the schools they will play this season, the NCAA Infractions Committee. Find out why FAMU is being challenged and what the results are by reading the article by FAMU student Will Brown. In student life, are you looking for the perfect hangout? Looking to connect with students around the world at HBCUs? Well, check out the article by North Carolina Central University writer and student Tiffany Holden. Holden explains how students are using their computer terminals to connect to this perfect hangout and ultimately let the sharing process begin on a website that was developed by 4 friends at Harvard University. For information on these stories and much more, please browse blackcollegewire.org and tell your friends about it. They'll find plenty of news they can use. This has been Callaway Burnett from Jackson State University, reporting for Black College Wire.